I remember the first time I recorded my very first episode of the Chester Kamga Show. That's how I called it. It was supposed to be Kamga as a podcast because at the time, my blog that I started in 2012, the title literally was Kamga as a blog. And that's how, I don't know whether it was disparagingly, it was mockingly, it was just a joke. Many of my friends at the time who used the Kamga as a blog, you know, Kamga as a YouTube, it became a thing of if I had to do something, you become Kamga Haza, then insert a thing. And I can still vividly picture the room in which I was when I started it. I'd just gone back to college after restarting twice. I just started, I think it was an English major. And I had this microphone, the Blue Yeti, that my friend Numia Rodrigue, at the time he was in the US, he still is in the US and we're still friends. He bought it for me, visited, and then came and gave me the mic, and I started a podcast. I think it was on 2014, 15, something like that. I just finished with JMC, I think. And it was a very interesting experience to get a reaction from people, to get people, you know, listening to my story and listening to my voice and give me compliments and telling me that they actually really liked enjoying it. And around the things that I've made, whether it's writing, you know, podcasting, YouTube, there's always been this feeling that what I make actually has value to other people. That even when I feel like, oh, this piece of poetry sucks, or this audio isn't clear enough, or this thing doesn't look as good as this other thing, somebody always shows up to tell me, actually, this was a good thing. I really enjoyed this. And when I fast forward from then till now, and the reason why you're listening to this particular episode, and the title is an hour-long PSA, or maybe I'll change the title if it doesn't go up to an hour, because I have first something very specific to talk about today. The way I make things, the way I come up with ideas, I don't know about you, but it's very weird. I always like to picture, like, if ideas were like colors in our minds, do they just pop up from nowhere and then you have like this red that just fills your brain and you're thinking about it all the time, you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it? Or is it like a drop of ink on water that then spreads out and maybe dilutes and it fills it slowly? Or is it like an explosion, like fireworks, like pops, and then before you realize it, it's there and then diffuses like a gas and takes over everything else? Like, how do ideas work? How do things that we're passionate about take over our thinking? Because when I look at podcasts or writing or my interest in storytelling, I feel like my idea or the source of this passion, which started a long time ago, maybe even before I was born, it's still spreading, and sometimes it feels diluted, sometimes it feels concentrated, sometimes I get up one morning and I have this one idea and I think this is the one thing I need to do, and the next morning I have this other idea, I think it's the only thing I have to do, and then I'm trying to figure out, like, where do I stick, which idea do I follow through, when do I know that I should give up on an idea, when do I know that, for example, the podcast that I'm making actually has run its course and I should stop trying to make a podcast. Because I sit here talking to you about a loving creative podcast when I have episodes of podcasts that people have given me their time, recorded and talked, and it there. And when I started the Loving Creative Podcast, I was thinking of this place. Actually, before I started the Loving Creative Podcast, the name Loving Creative Podcast came because I wanted to. It's very similar to the Unmistakable Creative, because I love the Unmistakable Creative. If you've listened to the podcast, you know that Srini Rao, who I actually now know on a almost a first name basis, really influenced the way I looked at the world through podcasts. His podcast helped me a lot around the same period, 2016, when I just finished. Actually, that was before I even started my podcast, when I was doing this internship that I did not like, and I was listening to an Unmistakable Creative podcast almost every single day when I would go back home. And it really brought me to a place of making decisions by myself, same as James Altucher a couple of years earlier. And so the name is supposed to be a reflection of me almost paying homage to Srini and also expressing a part of me that I really like, and to, you know, blanket or make an umbrella term that covers all the areas, because I actually like the idea of love, loving what you do, loving someone, loving your opinions. God is love, for example, is one of those terms I'm just like, oh yeah, when I talk about love, I was thinking of God, because I want to have more of God in my life. So there's something about the word love that I like and I enjoy, and I was very proud of putting it in the podcast. And of course, I'm a creative. So the Loving Creative Podcast felt like, oh, let me talk to other creatives who love what they do and figure out exactly how they do what they do, you know, how to be happy and live a fulfilling life. That was like the question I would ask at the end of every episode. Now, I've been thinking about it, taking this whole hiatus, and I'm at this point where I need to do a recap. And I feel like you deserve an explanation of what happened, what is happening and what is going to happen. Like, did I make this podcast just to be excited? Was it that idea thing that just, you know, exploded and now is diluted? Like, what is going on? Kamga, like, tell us. And that's why we're here. So if this is the first time you're listening, my name is Kamga Chasa and I'm the host of the Love and Creative Podcast. And on this show, I used to talk to creatives about what made them, what they thought makes a happy, fulfilling life. But that direction is changing. And this is the episode where I'm going to explain what is changing. So nothing about the branding is changing, which is a beautiful thing, because I've had this difficulty thinking about, do I change the name now? Do I go back to the Kamga show? Do I just say Kamga as a podcast or do whatever the hell I want? But I realized after thinking that the name, the Loving Creative Podcast, actually still stands. And before I tell you how it stands, I'm going to break down a couple of things, like why this reflection? It's actually going to be three-parter. For the first time, I wrote notes for a solo episode. I always have notes for like interviews, but I knew I didn't want to take this to be too long. And I also understand the value of your time. And I really wanted to get to the point and clear this out so that we can move forward, because I want to move forward. I feel like if I don't tell you what's going on, I will not be able to move forward or ruminate, think of a new idea. And then instead of trying to, you know, follow through what I've decided, I'll just go back again. So I don't want any of that. That's why we'll talk about this now. So what brings this reflection? Moving to the US. I mean, for someone might say like, yo, come guy, it's been a while since you've been in the US. I was like, come on, that's an old story, right? But I moved to the US with a different perspective of the US. And every single month, I feel like I'm learning something new when I meet somebody. And especially for the last 3 months of November, when I started, last three months of 2019, when I got a job in September. I work at a call center, and I realized, I'm feeling the urge not to tell you about the job. I realized that I never had the avenue where I would talk about this job. I could write about, like, oh, what I've learned, you know, what makes a good customer service agent. But I actually want to talk about it because it's part of my life now that I could never imagine that I would actually, first of all, get a job as a customer service agent, secondly, get promoted twice in less than 2 months, and then third, speak English and French to customers, and also actually get really good at what I'm doing, like actually understand the platforms, know what I'm doing, and gain the respect of many people who had never known me before I got to that place. So there's a huge aspect of my life that's changed because of my job. I work 40 hours a week. And going to the second thing that has changed around with this reflection is that I am actually starting school in a couple of days. On the 13th of January, I start as an undergraduate student studying psychology. So how did I even come to this decision? Like, you don't even know about this. I've not even written about this. I've not talked about it. I've not engaged with this idea enough for someone who might be making a difficult choice to actually make a decision. Like, there are huge things that are happening in my life that are just offline. And one of those other huge parts is my marriage. It's a big part of my existence. It's one of those parts that nearly everything seems to revolve around it. So if my marriage is not, if my marriage is not where I want it to be or where I feel it should be, it bleeds out on other things. And it used to be bad. It used to be very frustrating when I'll have a disagreement with my wife and I have to write an article or make a video. I would have to really build up my willpower to get to that point. And now, the same problems that we used to have, the same frustrations that used to, you know, debilitate me and make me feel very weak, they actually strengthen me in a way that now I see myself as a better human being, being a better partner, learning how to communicate and fight and disagree and grow. Not because we've given up or we've settled and we're worried that we cannot get another person who is as good or as important as the other, but because we're choosing to do it on every single day. So moving to the US, which has transformed my life, getting a job, going to school, and my marriage. These are four things that I actually wrote down that have got me to thinking about what I want to do with my life, you know, as a creative, as with my talents that God has given me and the things that I want to do for the rest of my existence. Where does the Loving Creative fall in this? Where does my writing fall in this? Where does my podcast and other projects fall in this? So that's the first part. A lot of this reflection around what I want to do with the Loving Creative Podcast come as a result of the life that I'm living and where I'm at right now in my existence and how those choices and those things that I do on a daily basis affect the whole project as a whole. Like, if I'm not consistent with making time to create, is because maybe I'll just justify like, oh yeah, no, I'm hanging out with my wife. You know, it's part of being a husband. I'm supposed to do that. So I don't feel bad that I'm not uploading or writing, because in my mind, I'm doing the other part, which is equally important. But then, because I'm married, because I want to actually have this family life, I need to be thinking about the future of projects that could actually be sustainable for me to hang out more with my family. By the time my kid shows up, by the time we move to a different town, maybe residency is over, by the time I lose my job. Like, there are many aspects of offline life that still affect online life that if I'm not thinking about it, if I'm not thinking about what I want to do, then I don't plan ahead. I don't figure out what is important versus what's urgent. I don't do it. So those four big parts of my life got me thinking about where I wanted to go to, which now moved me to what do I want to do 2020? Because at the end of 2019, I took off time from YouTube. I made this video called See You in 2020, where I was talking about why am I doing YouTube? Why am I here? And that same video got me to meet with Cody Warner. Cody Warner, just for a heads up, if you don't know who he is, he's now a full-time filmmaker and YouTuber. In 2018, for every single day, he made a video. Like, he daily vlogged, daily. That's 365 videos for 2018. And in that process, we watched him lose his job in a startup he created. We watched him go through difficult times. We watched him encourage people to create. He says he makes videos for the doers. So I got to hang out with Cody, got an amazing piece of gear, got a $500 gift card from B&H, got a yearly subscription to MusicBed. So I got all these amazing things I haven't even talked about on YouTube yet. But if you want to watch the video, I'll put a link in the description that you can watch and see where Cody's talking about what the project was, how we met, and there's like some cool B-roll of me looking like Tom Cruise with some ducks. You can check that out. And so that was the end of 2019. It was very reflective. It was very key because one video that I made got me to meet with Cody Warner and just opened up avenues for me to hang out with Eric Wen and people that I never thought I would hang out with. Adrian Ritchie, that I'm looking forward to hanging out with. Like, one video. So I was in this place of wondering why I was doing what I was doing on the internet. And then I got like the universe telling me, hey, by the way, what you're doing actually matters. So now I'm in a place where I know, one, that what I'm doing matters. And now the second step is, how do I make sure that I'm consistent enough for the universe to keep giving me this positive feedback, for the universe to keep sending people to support me, for the universe to answer? And when I say the universe, actually, to me, I mean God, because not everybody believes that God exists. And I don't want to force my opinions and beliefs on anybody. I do believe God exists because I've felt it. It's not so I've seen it. I've felt it in my life. I've felt his hand in things, my marriage, existence, and all that. I've felt the effect of having belief in a power that is above yours. And I really believe that God is watching over me, both in the good things and the bad things. And it's another part of me that I want to talk about more, not in like a preachy way, but more of how, as a creative, as a person who relies on ideas and these thoughts that seem to come from nowhere, needs a higher power to proceed. I don't even know if it's need or requires, whichever word works. But 2019 ended that way. And 2020, I'm thinking now is what I want to do forward. Where am I getting at with this? And I have three C's for that. So it's consolidation, collaboration, and community. I just wrote an email earlier to a couple of friends, YouTube friends, who are all Cameroonian YouTube creators. And it's a collaboration that I'm looking forward to talking about. I cannot talk about it yet because I do want to keep out of the wraps until we figure out what we want to do and then, you know, leave it out to the world. But the first word here, consolidation, and the reason why it's important with the Love and Creative podcast is because I was opening up avenues, writing on Medium, writing on Facebook, writing on Instagram, writing on all these platforms. And I feel like it actually got me exhausted. I was thinking, like, I'm spreading my energies. What am I actually doing? Where is my home base? I tried to do a website. I couldn't do it because I didn't have the money. I had to shut that down. Medium has not exactly been paying the way I was expecting it to pay. I haven't published my book up to now. I'm not even consistent on the internet. Like, I feel like I'm trying to, it's like there are so many fires on and I'm trying to pour water on all of them at the same time. And then the fire is still burning. So I want to consolidate my direction. I want to consolidate. I thought of starting a new podcast to talk about all these things. You know, I call it 30, married, and everything in between. I want to do it with my wife to have a, you know, guest appear on the show. But then I realized I already have a podcast that already has people listening. It might not be hundreds of thousands of people, but somebody is listening to this. And if you are listening to this right now, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You can just, you know, go on ahead and maybe share it with somebody just in case somebody you want somebody else to listen to it. Somebody is listening to this and there's no point in creating a new platform when you already have people there. The Love and Creative podcast in the beginning was interviews and it was me. I still had solo episodes, but I was trying to separate who I was and what I wanted to do because I thought it was convenient or you'll make more sense. But then I realized that I am the Love and Creative. What I started telling you about in the beginning about the name is The Loving Creative is this platform where I want to talk with people who are creatives, right? That was the original idea. But the very first idea was called Home Now, which was supposed to talk to immigrants. So I've had these ideas. Remember the droplet, the colors in the mind, spreading, diluting, diffusing. I've always had these things around what I wanted to do with a podcast. And the names would come out. I'm like, oh yeah, let's call it this. Oh no, let's call it this other thing. But the only thread, the common thread between all of these things was me. I am creative and I like the idea of love. And I'm discovering more and more about what I love as I talk and I share and I create and I do more things. And this idea of consolidation that I'm going to work towards now with the Loving Creative means that on this same podcast, you would hear solo episodes that are scripted, solo episodes that are not scripted, interview episodes, the same like you got earlier when I'm talking with creatives, not just about creativity, but also about what it means to be an immigrant, conversation with friends around friendship. The Loving Creative podcast could also be called the Kamga Show. It's because I am the common thread. And what is this show going to be about? Because, yeah, it could be that. It could be a common thread. It could be a thing. And the last C before I talk about the show and what it's going to be about is community. Because you are listening to this, and this is what, a couple of minutes into the episode, almost 15, 16 minutes, and you're still here, which means that you are part of my story in a way. I am sharing what I think, what is going through my mind, and I may not even know you. But if you choose to actually tell me, hey, Kamga, I listened to your podcast and this is what I thought, this is what I felt. Now we are connected by something more than just, I don't know, thoughts. And for me, that is so beautiful. I think having a community, whatever that community is, whether it's the reason why the church thrives is because it's a community. The reason why entrepreneurs thrive is because they have, you know, these hangouts, these meetups, writers, creatives, parents, people who are divorced. Like, there is a community waiting for you somewhere. And sometimes you don't even know how to look for it because it's just difficult to find your people. And I feel like the reason why I've been telling stories ever since I was young is because I am a de facto member of the community of storytellers. And so when I think of consolidation, which is bringing things around fewer topics, which is my newsletter and the podcast and my writing, like knowing, okay, this is where you can find me on the internet and you can expect to see things that I'm interested in at a particular time. You don't have to go to 10,000 websites or 12,000 newsletters, or you have to open Medium, Facebook, Instagram and see those things. This is like the place where you can find me. That's what I'm consolidating, like the one place that you can find me. And right now, if you might have to, you know, end this episode before I finish saying what I'm saying, the one place where I know that you can find me and everything that I'm doing right now is on Substack. I moved to Substack recently and I'm really enjoying the experience and actually considering leaving Medium, which is where I make a little bit of money, to actually focus on Substack where you can support me. And that's around the last part of this episode, so I'll talk to you about it later on. But if you go to kamga.substack.com, you see a newsletter that you can subscribe to. There's a free version, there's a paid version, but we'll talk about that later on. So, how can you be a part of this? This is like the last, the ending part of it all. If everything, anything I've said in the beginning makes sense, what has this got to do with you? First, please, I would really be happy if you could share this episode and leave a review on iTunes. In fact, if there's only one thing that you can do, go to iTunes right now. If you're not listening to any episode, you know, listen to this episode and be like, oh, yeah, this is maybe different. Let me listen to other episodes and see. Listen to any other episodes and leave a review on iTunes. That by itself means a lot to me. And if you want to add more, there's more you can do. You can share this episode. You can share it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. You can tag me. I'm at Chasa Kamga. Actually, Kamga Chasa? No, Chasa Kamga. Nearly everywhere. Yeah. Actually, everywhere. So that's the first part. Just being able to reach out to me and tell me, Kamga, I listened to this episode. I really liked it, or I really hated it, or I think this is what's happening. That means a lot to me because community, like I told you earlier, community is a big deal. I never thought about it until I moved, until I started thinking about it, until I met with Cody, until I'm connected with these people who are really part of my community. People that can message and be like, hey man, I'm writing this draft. It looks terrible. Can you help me out and tell me what you think, you know? So that's one thing that I'm working. That's one thing that you can do. Share it. And the two parts which I was really interested in bringing out to the world now, really clarifying what they are for, is Patreon, which is where I used to have Patreons, but I shut down Patreon. I put it on hold for a bit, and then now I finally even removed some tiers, and I'm basically refusing people's money. People have been giving money on Patreon for months now. Like, I've had a couple of dollars coming in, and I realized that I wasn't doing on Patreon what I was expecting to do, what I wanted to do, which is actually give back value to the people who are supporting me. So I removed the tiers. I left just two tiers. There's a $1 tier and a $5 tier for those who want to support me, but don't want to deal with, oh, has he put up the video he said he was going to do? Is he writing the articles he said he was going to write? You just want to give me and say, you know, come guy, what you're doing is great. Keep doing it. That's it. So you can give me $1 or $5. That's it. But the last part, which is the big part, which is the sum of the consolidation, is Substack. So Substack is a pretty recent platform. It's very similar to Patreon, but I think Substack is built mostly for writers. And I want to say this on record that my friend Jay Herman, who actually runs a really amazing Substack newsletter, mentioned Substack to me about 4 months ago. And when I was moving to MailChimp, trying to get people to sign up and everything, she was like, dude, I've told you about Substack. Why don't you get to Substack? And I didn't listen to her. But then I found this article by, I think, TSI, I forgot the last name, when she was talking about why she's moving to Substack. And I read the article. And I was like, wow, this actually makes sense. And once I did it, I moved to Substack, created my tiers, actually just one tier, which is like you can either pay $7 a month or $70 a year. And I already have, as of this time, three paying customers, readers. And how does this start with this podcast? This is the part that I've been trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is that when I made the paid tiers for Substack, the idea was that I was going to make a special podcast where people subscribe to the Substack podcast, to my Substack, the paid newsletter. And as I thought about it, and as I prepared to make the podcast, I was, getting my launch date is February. I realized I'm spreading myself thin again. I'm doing that thing that I do where I get an idea, it grows, I get a different idea, and I don't finish through. So how about I instead figure out a way to make sure the Loving Creative Podcast is the place where every piece of audio that is from me, be it interviews, documentary style, poetry even, you can find it. Because instead of, short of calling it the Kamga Show, I am the thread of this podcast. And the fact is, the things I want to talk about actually still revolve around the same things. There's relationships, immigration, storytelling, community building. And when I think about all that, I'm thinking about what I want to do with not just the podcast, but my writing and everything, 2020, all those plans is, I want to tell human stories and I want to build communities. And what are those kind of communities? Communities around people who actually share positive stories. I feel the world is filled with a lot of negativity. And when I say the world, I mean the internet. It's like the world is ending. There's Iran, there's bombings, there's stuff happening. There's churches with pastors who are burying people. There's like terrible things that are happening that are being reported on a regular basis, to a point where if you really have to rely on what you see on the internet, you think that the world is burning. And in some ways, it can be true. But I don't think it's all bad. I don't think it's all terrible. There are people who are making it, who are actually living good lives, people who are actually doing good work, people who are telling good stories. I know of YouTubers who are parents who just got their kids, who are pretty excited to share their stories. I know of people who've moved to the US, going to school, who've had struggles to go through that school, but are able to move forward and actually living better lives. I know people who have gone back to Cameroon and they're building businesses and they're sharing stories and they're teaching others. There are many good stories, and I am personally very excited about the stories. I'm personally very excited about growth and progress and positivity, not ignoring the negative parts. Because remember, I've struggled with ideas my whole life. I've struggled to stand on my own 2 feet. I've struggled to let people believe in me. And I'm at a point where now I believe in myself and actually have to not share all my ideas, because sometimes it's like, well, if they don't believe my ideas, they tend to discourage me. And now I'm learning to not even get discouraged when I share those ideas. So I feel that my journey to this particular point in life where I'm actually recording this episode or this podcast is, my journey has been very difficult, but it's not been as bad as other people's journey, and it's not been as easy as other people's. I have something to bring to the table. And if I don't find a way to be consistent about that thing, if I don't find a way to make it sustainable is both in the production quality and also in the way that I have a full-time job that I wish would have less time so I could actually do more of this. So the reason why Substack and you paying for this content is important is because you might not consider the fact that whatever you're giving me is, helping me out, that what I'm doing is valuable. If you don't think it's valuable, please just stop listening. I really don't want you to bother. This is a public service announcement because I am reaching out to you to share and contribute to me, tell human stories and build a community around it, a community that you can be part of, a community that can actually help other people fight with their ideas, convince their parents, or not even convince their parents to do what they want to do. People who are struggling, who feel stuck in life, who are having jobs that they don't like, but don't realize that those same jobs could actually pay for the lives that they actually like. I've gotten to a point where, instead of trying to think like, what do I know? What am I good at? What is my expertise? It's more like, I actually have overcome a lot of things. Like, I've overcome a lot of things in my personal life through therapy, through reading, through pursuing that I see the world now with a different perspective. And I know that what I have to offer is important. And I also know that there are people whose stories are equally inspiring to me and to other people. And so at this point, I really want to do that. I want to tell human stories and I want to build a community. And I will keep telling those stories, but I'm not going to spread myself thin and die in the process thinking that it's heroic to just be everywhere. Nah. I will be on Substack and I'll be on this podcast and I'll be on my YouTube channel. But the way I will create now is changing in how more structured I want it to be, how consistent I want it to be. I really want it to have the imprint of my values, whether it's honesty, integrity, community, sustainability, and love. I love to create. I really do. If nobody listened to this podcast, I will still make the podcast. But the fact that somebody's listening to the podcast actually makes it even better. So if you listen to this particular point and you're at a point where you're like, you know what, I think what you're doing is commendable. I think what you're doing is valuable. I would like to support you in this. You can go to Patreon and pledge $1. $1, that's like 500 francs CFA. That's it. $1 every month. That's $12 a year. You can actually do that and you can support me. Or if you want to give more, I don't mind. There's $1 and $5. You can even pledge a dedicated amount. But the best idea that I would recommend right now for you, where you can actually watch this progress and see it, is to go to Substack, kamga.substack.com, and pledge whether it's $70 for the year or $7. That's $3,500. That's like a meal at EA where I used to work. So if you give me a meal a month, that would go a long way to help me out. Because today I just bought a new computer. Like, I really emptied my savings, took the gift card that I earned from Cody Warner from B&H, and paid for a new computer. I did that. My heart was beating. I was like, do I really need to do this? Then I realized I do. I want to edit better. My computer is so slow. It's taking things. I don't have much time to wait because I have jobs and everything. So that's how you can support me. And I've been able to get to the end of this episode without making it an hour long. So I'm really pleased about that. It's about, I have 3 minutes left from 30. And I'm going to just edit this and upload this now. And the next time you'll be listening to me will probably be next Tuesday or Wednesday, if I post this on Wednesday. But whichever day I post this, every single day at that particular time, expect to come and hear again from me. That's what we're going to do now. But if you don't want to listen to this podcast, you want to read, if you want to watch, dude, just subscribe to my newsletter. Everything that I'll be doing, every single thing, whether it's a project I'm collaborating with somebody somewhere, an appearance I'm making anywhere, a new book that I'm writing, because I'm actually working on my book right now, you would find a newsletter. So that's the one way you can do for free. Oh, I forgot to tell you. You can actually also subscribe for free. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. There's a free and a paid, but you don't have to pay. When you're paying, you're basically helping me out to do these things more. When you're doing for free, you might not get what we're getting for paid, because I need to discuss it with my paid subscribers to figure out whether they'll be okay with me providing that content as well. But I really want to. I'm at a place where I'm thinking maybe I should not force people to pay. I should create as best as I can. And if you do want to support me, you can do that. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for sharing and liking and the good vibes. And I'm wishing you a happy new year 2020. I don't believe in happy new years in the whole idea of, I don't know, holidays. But I think that a year when it starts, when you have those feelings of, let me do something about my life, you can actually tap into that and prepare and plan. So I'm looking forward to sharing a lot of that with you. And the Loving Creative stays. The stories might be different. The context might be different. But definitely it'll be better, because I'm really leaning towards becoming a better storyteller. And I could bring a lot of those tips with you. So you take care. Remember, you have what it takes to pursue your dreams. And all you can do is just make a plan. Know the general direction and take the next step. That's it. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.